What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, as you can no doubt tell, the termination train makes its first stop in good old Maskistan. Oh, gentlemen, as you know, Maskistan said, oh, it's the new year. So guess what? Hold my beer. Gentlemen, yeah, you know, the men of Maskistan, when they put the mask on, it's going to be a brutal affair. Now, this article was published on the 9th of January. Man offlines his wife with a spade after she refused to serve him dinner. Well, this man said, okay, you're not going to serve me dinner, so I'm going to serve you a lethal portion of hot piping ass whooping. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man brutally offlined his wife in a fit of rage after she refused to serve him dinner. In Davipur village under the Kathgar police station in Moorabbad on Thursday evening. You guys know how I am with Indian names. According to the police, the accused, identified as Raju Saini, attacked his wife Poonam when she refused to serve him food and insisted that the meal had not been prepared yet. Poonam was preparing fodder for animals in a nearby cattle shed when the argument escalated. Man, talk about disrespect. She decided she wanted to feed the cattle before she fed her husband. Man, that right there would definitely strike a nerve. SP City Kumar Ron Vijay Singh said that Raju and Poonam earlier had frequent disputes over his drinking habit. Ah, yes, gotta throw something in to besmirch his character. The couple had a quarrel earlier on Thursday morning, after which Raju left the house without eating and spent the day working in the fields. When he returned home in the evening and did not find his wife there, he went to the cattle shed in search of her. Raju demanded food and insisted that his wife return home with him. When Poonam refused, an altercation broke out, and in a fit of rage, Raju picked up a spade lying in the shed and struck her on the head twice. Poonam died on the spot due to severe head injuries. After committing the termination, the accused remained seated at the cattle shed. Neighbors alerted by the incident gathered at the spot and informed the police. Circle officer Kathgar Faram Kumar and Kathgar police station in charge Vinod Kumar reached the scene along with a forensic team to collect evidence. The police sent Poonam's carcass for post-mortem examination after completing initial investigations. She is survived by two daughters and two sons. One of the daughters is married. SP City confirmed that the accused had been arrested and the spade used in the crime had been recovered. During interrogation, Raju confessed to offlining his wife. Well. Gentlemen, once again, the infection known as feminism has permeated in non-Western countries. Yeah. So she decided, you know what? Feeding the animals is more important than feeding my husband. Yeah, that's blatant disrespect right there, gentlemen. And obviously, they had been arguing enough to where Mr. Raju said, she gotta go. She gotta go. She's driven me beyond my point. And yeah, the animals are more important than me. Okay, cool. I'm gonna handle this. And handle it, he most certainly did. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down on their farm, still part of their home. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution, the spade of spite. You know I'm giving that a 45. Psychological impact. Of course, nobody was around but them, so I'm going to give that a 30. For the brutality factor, I'm giving that a 45, because you know that was up close and personal. He went whack-a-mole upside the head. And I'm going to give this a uniqueness factor of 20, because to this date, I have not done an HMT where somebody took out somebody else with a shovel. Yeah. So, Raging Raju Sainini gets a score of 150. Yeah, gentlemen, I said it. 2026 is already off to the races. Men are no longer willing to put up with the disrespect from the women in their life. Oh, no, ladies. No. The table has been flipped. Yep. Hey, ladies, you brought this on yourselves. And guess what? Feel bad, do I? Oh, no. Nope. This is the environment that you created. This is the environment that you shall remain in. Hey, there's going to be more. Stand by, gentlemen. There will be more. More souls will be collected by the termination train, and more tickets will be punched by the men in those women's lives. And I can't wait. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article if you so desire. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there around the world, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally. And I mean crystally damn clear. All the power you thought you had from your particular society and the protection you thought you had from your society, that is going out. Feminism, which is infected damn near everywhere, and the idea that foreign men are going to be as passive as American men when it comes to feminism. Yeah, you can go ahead and kill that thought process right along with it, because men of other countries are actually in functional patriarchies. Yeah, ladies. And guess what? Those men are playing for keeps now. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.